Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And welcome in, hour number two. And boy, we already got the duck season going. It's 30 minutes before sunrise in your area, and I can hear the guns going off now. We're going to be checking in with Captain Ryan Lambert. He's on the east side down in Burris, duck hunting this morning. And on the western side of the state over by Big Lake, we have Captain Kirk Stancil with Hackberry Rod and Gun. We'll be talking to both of those guys from the duck blinds and seeing how the ducks are flying and how the hunters are shooting. In the meantime, we're asking you to share with us your favorite most snack that you take into the duck blind or the deer stand with you. Text it to us at 504-260-1870. Let's see what we got coming in here. Our buddy LT from Lafitte. Got to meet LT in person on our goose hunt up in Stuttgart. Great bunch of guys. He's got some good friends. Had a lot of fun up there. He's got beef and shrimp jerky, dried shrimp. And, of course, now that Ubig's is back. Yeah, everybody loves those Ubig pies. And if you're listening outside of the metro New Orleans, South Louisiana area, you don't know what you're missing. If you ever get a chance, grab one. They're well worth it. I can remember when they were 25 cents. I think they're $2.49 now. Here's one for Werther's. They're original, delicious, and will keep your mouth shut. I think that's that caramel-flavored hard candy that Werther's. And if you're interested in keeping your hunting buddy's mouth shut, then put one of those in it. That's from a Mississippi listener. Let's see. Another Mississippi listener says, Lake Catherine Island Marina, Orleans Parish, Louisiana, on Chef Mature Highway, just south of the Wrigley's. That's in reference to some of the best guides in New Orleans came in on that list. I think it was fourth place, fifth place. Anyway, they were ranked up there. Past Christiane was number one, which was a little bit surprising. Anyway, yeah, that's Orleans Parish. I kind of think of that as Slidell. It's so close there. It's right on the edge of Orleans Parish, but it definitely is. And I got my favorite barber, Jason, checking in. Jason, what's your favorite outdoor snack? Text us. And here's another one that says, it's from Bro James in Hammond. For him, it's a big Ziploc bag full of homemade oatmeal raisin cookies. Goes great with coffee. I bet it does. Old Dog likes those granola bars. And he asked a question, do you delay fishing late morning, afternoon, when there is a full moon? I don't pay as much attention on timing on a full moon with fishing, although I'm sure it influences movement and feeding periods. But I'll tell you what, I sure do on hunting, particularly deer hunting. Full moon days, deer will move in the middle of the day and at midnight. It's been proven time and time again. Here's someone that tried to email a link about the crawfish in Wisconsin. I did get that. They fined a Louisiana company for sending crawfish up there. That's Wisconsin's loss, buddy. If you're going to fine people for sending a delicious crawfish up there, we'll keep them down here. Here's our listener, Deb, up in Bloomington, Indiana. She likes roasted pecans, but no hunting and fishing, okay? It's snowing in Bloomington, Indiana, and it's 30 degrees. Light the fire. Here's one that likes, says 80 years in Houma. Fried egg mayo sandwich goes back to ushering Tulane games with the Boy Scouts. Mother sent two egg sandwiches. And here's one asking that we give a thanks to our veterans, past and present, who have served honorably. Yeah, yesterday was Veterans Day, and certainly a lot of honor and respect due there. All right, we have David from Mobile. Swedish fish candies, peach O-rings, and Vienna sausage and pickled sausage. What a combination. And here's one says, I can't believe nobody mentioned potted meat and Vienna sausage. Well, somebody just did. My dad and Papa always had them. Yeah, what was the name of the other one? Three Little Pigs. I can remember a guy by the name of Wayne Mack did some early TV commercials in a duck blind, and that was his snack. And here's some, Mr. Don, I like those cheese crackers and beef jerky. That's from my buddy Jason. Can't argue with you there. All right, coming back after this, we'll find out what snack Captain Mike Gallo likes. He's born on the bayou. He'll tell us all about that and also the latest fishing information from his area right after we pause just 3 minutes for our local stations to present their commercials. And please participate with our sponsors. They make this show free and available to you. Can you believe that? Ain't many things free. This is. We're back right after this.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And as soon as we get to Captain Mike Gallo, we'll get his report. I will tell you that his report is a presentation of CETO. And here's another Christmas gift idea. The Christmas shopping season is not that far off. Maybe get it on Black Friday. Sign up for your favorite loved one for $199 for a whole year membership. That'll get them started, and they can renew it on their own year after year. What happens is if you get stranded in the marsh, they'll tow you in 24/7, bring you out and jump you if you need electrical jump start, whatever it takes to get you back safely. It's like having a AAA policy on the water. It's peace of mind for you and your loved ones, and it's one call away. Captain Chris, 504-301-4545, or just simply click it, CETO.com, and you'll get signed up. Captain Mike Gallo joins us now, and Mike, my memory is failing me. What is your favorite snack to take out when you're fishing?
Well, Don, to maintain this figure, I'm not too hard to beat. you know, I like things that can be quick. I heard Jeff Brule talking about the granola bars and the Cliff bars, and, you know, those types of things are fine to bring on the boat. I do think it's interesting that some of my clients believe you have to have a certain type of food for it to be a fishing trip. Some people believe in crackers and sardines or Vienna sausage, boiled eggs. I had a customer for years that thought if you didn't have fried chicken it wasn't a fishing trip. So it is interesting to see those different things by different clientele from different areas of the state or even out of the state.
No bananas, though, huh? I know you even got stickers with the line through it. No bananas on the boat, for sure.
Yeah, we don't like banana pudding, banana bread, none of that.
No bread, no bananas of any way, shape, or form. Well, Mike, we're looking at the situation we got. We got a frontal system coming. We're going to have some north winds pushing. You got a trip going out today before that front hits, or are you going to wait till after it comes through and go tomorrow?
Actually, my Texas group are in town for their last trip of the year, and we're going to be in a holding pattern. They're fishing today and tomorrow. So if our trip starts a little today after the rain, that's not going to be an issue for them. They're diehard fishermen. So we picked up some beautiful live shrimp from Wrigley's Marina, and we will concentrate on the North Shore areas along Lake Bourne. All the major passes coming out of and going into Lake Bourne have been productive with redfish and speckled trout. Of course, we're catching the flounder that we have to throw back. But that pattern has remained the same. I do have a little bit of a duck report. I saw quite a few ducks early in the week ahead of this front. We had some calm weather, and I was actually out doing some topwater fishing along the grass beds on the north shore of Lake Pontchartrain, and that was a lot of fun, and that'll probably still be an option if that wind has a north component to it once it gets here.
Exactly. Mike, you still catching some of those freshwater catfish?
We have been catching some freshwater catfish. I probably saw 10 or 12 of those yesterday at the cleaning tables. So they're still out there while you're fishing shrimp on the bottom for, you know, your trout and your redfish and all the other species that hang out on the bottom this time of year. Those freshwater catfish are down there, and they love live shrimp.
Well, I think you guys are going to get out today. I mean, have you looked at that radar really close? I mean, it looks like that little bit of rain that's coming across Pontchartrain is actually diminishing the further east it gets. So there may be a few sprinkles, but it's moving pretty quick. It should be out of here.
Yeah, it does look like it's a very light rain. My concern when I spoke to the captains was much further behind that front. We saw winds of anywhere from 12 to 16, and that's over land. I'm sure when that gets over water, it'll almost double. So I'm expecting winds 20-plus, you know, from 10 o'clock on up. And you know, we just want to be careful and be mindful of where that wind's coming from and our escape routes and, you know, things like that. Make sure we're safe while we're on the water.
Yeah, well, you're not making that long run across that open water today, so you should be okay. You know, Mike, as far as bait availability, you said you got some live shrimp. No problem getting bait any of the marinas over there?
Right. All the marinas have beautiful live shrimp. They're catching them locally, so they stay alive very well. Even if, you know, someone listening decides that they want to slip out at, say, 10 o'clock after the front goes past and, you know, you don't have to worry about getting wet. I'm sure the marinas will still have a good supply of live bait, sandwiches, snacks, all those kind of things to get you out on the water for some relaxation.
Yeah, you know, I ought to call one of the marinas or a couple of them and find out what their number one selling snack is for last minute people getting out and headed out to fish or hunt.
I bet it would be pretty varied.
Yeah. Well, Mike, thanks for the report, as always. We appreciate it. Hope you guys get out. Say hello to the Texas crew, and we'll see you next week.
Sounds good, Don. We'll talk to you then.
All right. That's Captain Mike. You can find him at aaofla.com. He's also got a really easy phone number to remember. It's 985-781-7811. Check him out. Spots and Dots Lake House Lodge. Got it available for you. All right, we come back after this. It's time for our paddler's report. We're going to be talking to old Raccoon Feet, Captain Quint, whatever name you want to use. Most people just call him Eric. We're back with his paddler's report after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what?
Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And it's time for our Paddler's Report with the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club, presented by Massey's. They've got three locations in Mid-City, New Orleans, Baton Rouge, and Covington. But today, a very special location going to be out at Bayou St. John in New Orleans, where they have a demo day going on. And join us to talk more about the demo day is Captain Eric Mohabarak. Eric, how you doing this morning?
Oh, man, I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. Listen, I know you don't do a lot of hunting in the duck blind or deer stand, but you do an awful lot of fishing. Favorite snack that you bring along, or what is the favorite snack that you see your customers bring?
You know, I see my customers bring, because most of them are from out of town, I see my customers bring like a lot of trail mix and granola bars. But, man, my favorite, I mean, you know, I'm kind of old school. I like that Jasasi ham with a little baby Swiss on a little mayonnaise and some bunny bread. You can't really beat that. That's kind of been a staple for the last, you know, 50 years.
Yeah.
You know, fat boy problems.
Well, that's another name I forgot about. Well, anyway, listen, the salty chicks, a couple of them went out yesterday and caught some nice fish, huh?
Yeah, the Mississippi River Queen, Robin Bordelon, went out with Capitan Martha, and they did pretty well, you know, the tough conditions for them. They found some dirty water, found a little bit clearer water, ended up getting some of that world-famous Campos shrimp, and ended up getting a mixed box, you know. So they had some nice blue cats. They had a couple good redfish. I think Martha caught a white bass. They were kind of bouncing them off the bottom. And, you know, getting bites off of that, they did try the plastics, which they didn't succeed at first, and then they switched to the live bait, and they ended up putting some fish in the boat. Looked like the ladies had a great time out there, you know, and those two can definitely figure it out once they get to it, you know.
Yeah, well, Martha sent me a little cell phone video of Robin getting a sleigh ride with that redfish. He's dragging her all around.
That was a nice red she caught there, you know, right there. They wasn't far from the marina, you know. They were, you know, pretty much right there, you know. And the mullets were all stacked up, and I think the reds were kind of keying on that mullet, you know.
Well, you know, one of your favorite spots, Port Sulphur, is on fire. That's really hot. But, you know, a place that nobody talks about is Cocodrie, because the kayak championship is coming up there. So we need to get a report from you on Cocodrie. Tell us what's happening there and give some advice to the people fishing.
Well, Darren, my understanding is fishing's good.
All right. That's a super report, and that's the kind you get when you when you're trying to get info intel on a place that's coming up for a championship. Well, good luck to all those folks
that's
there.
Right.
Tell us some more information on what's going on.
Well, Don, you mentioned Port Sulphur. The key to catching them fish down there is that the fish that's been being cleaned, they've been having mullets and cockahoe minnows in their stomach. And it's that time of year when the fish are going to start changing from the shrimp. Not only the shrimp are getting blown out with these fronts, but they're keying in on larger fin fish to fatten up for the winter. You know, the heavier winters that come through. You know, I'm saying for heavy, but whatever, 40 degrees winter down here. But it puts some more fat on them. So they're keying in on those fin fish. So maybe you want to start imitating, you know, lure, if you're going to use lures, you know, something like, a jerk bait or a swimming, like a swimming mullet type thing, Mirrodines and stuff like that. Some of the larger baits, you know, 3-4 inch baits, and start throwing those around. Top water will still work until the temperature drops. Some of the larger baits, because then fish are starting to key in on them fin fish. Some croaker colors, some mullet colors, some darker green colors and stuff like that. You know, and that's what I would suggest on starting to use. That's what I usually use this time of year, you know, suspended baits and things like that.
Eric, last week I was talking with Brendan. I had some video of a guy catching a billfish in a kayak, which is quite a task. It's pretty amazing on the size of fish that people can catch from the kayaks. What's the biggest fish you've ever caught from a kayak?
The biggest fish I caught and landed on, put my hands in his mouth, was a 135-pound tarpon, and that was down in Pensacola, Florida. And it was half the size of my kayak. And, people talk about how long did it take and all of that. It did take me about an hour to reel it in. But as far as the fight went and like the Cajun sleigh ride, it only drug me around about four blocks, like in a circle almost. It didn't make long runs and drag me out to the ocean, to the Gulf, you know, and all of that. But, and I had this fish, these pictures that I had taken, looked at by Mike Strohmeyer. I believe he was the head of the New Orleans tarpon tournament. I used to live by his mother. And he guesstimated the fish to be between 125 and 135. And so I go with 130. It was a great fish. It was about just a little bit over 6 foot long. And it was a fun time, and it's something really to see, and especially the reactions when you catch fishing right there on the beach, the reactions from the people that are on the beach, it's pretty fun. They start yelling and screaming and stuff, and it was just a great fish. I got pictures and stuff like that. People can dig through my photo file and find that on my Facebook and Instagram and stuff like that, but it was truly fun, and I look forward to doing that again.
All right, so your Facebook page, Louisiana Kayak Company?
Yeah, the Louisiana Kayak Company. Same thing on Instagram.
All right, and we got you on my website, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. Find you there. Yeah. Give them the telephone number if they want to give you a call.
Yeah, Don, 504-313-8292. And I would also like to throw that address out. That's 1700 Moss Street for the demo day today at Massey's.
Yeah, and people can try before they buy. They'll get to try a number of kayaks, and that's a real good idea to get people to fit the right one for what they need.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Definitely.
All right.
Well, all right.
Thanks for the report, especially the lengthy one that your time you took to tell us about kokodry. We really appreciate that.
Oh, Don, you know they catch and fish. See you later. Have a good
See you next time. Yes, sir. There he goes. Old
Thank
raccoon
you, buddy.
Feet.
Hey, bye-bye.
Raccoon feet, they call him the fat boy. They call him, Captain Quinn. He looks just like Captain Quinn from Jaws. All right, we come back after this. Oh, the characters we got here on the show. Got some interesting text messages about some of those duck blind and deer stand snacks. You want to get one in, it's 504-260-1870. We're also, if you're like me and wishing you were in a duck blind this morning on this opening day, we'll do the next best thing. We're going to share a blind with Captain Ryan Lambert, and then we'll go out west and share one with Captain Kirk Stansel. Fun in the duck blind right here on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, checking out our text message board. This one says, when younger, duck hunting the rice fields around Ville Platte, it was hot boudin, wrapped well, kept your hands warm after it cooled off, you had breakfast. Now, who would have ever thought of a boudin, edible boudin hand warmer? Great idea. Lance B., Baton Rouge, he always takes a couple of the kids' PBJ Uncrustables out in the kayak. I got to tell you, I'm a PBJ fan, too. I usually get the Keebler PBJ. I have to check out the Uncrustables. I haven't tried those. Let's see. We got Silver Hill Guy says, can of sardines, beanie weenies, and saltine crackers fishing with dad and uncle. Here's one that likes roasted peanuts in the shell and a fresh orange picked off the tree. That's from Baton Rouge. Another Baton Rouge listener, Neil, says those Little Debbie Christmas tree cakes and zebra cakes. Man, I haven't had a Little Debbie Christmas tree cake in 20 years. Here's one says, how can we encourage restaurant customers to ask, are you using local seafood? Yeah, well, that's a question they should ask if they don't see it on the menu. Here's a duck blind snack. Sausage balls, ground sausage mixed with the biscuit dough, and bake them before the hunt. You pack them in a thermos to keep them hot. Good tip. That's from Curtis in Mandeville. And let's see. Someone caught some beautiful channel catfish in the pond Thursday. Nothing on the bottom. Everything with night crawlers under four horsemen popping cork. It was a great time. All right. I'll see. Best snack for a duck blind or a fishing boat, Hobie Bites crackers. Not sure about that one. And let's see. Seasoned crackers that come in their own durable, resealable container like Tupperware. They're made in Baton Rouge and sold at Rouse's and other stores. It's a perfect snack. Must be missing something there on that text. I don't think it all came through. And here's one loves to hear Captain Eric. Yeah, we love having him. All right, we're going to pause 10 quick seconds, and we come back. It's Bad Boys of the Outdoors time. 133 game fish illegally taken and busted. That story's next after our local stations identify themselves on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Well, our story begins in Rayma in Iberville Parish. Not Iberville, as the French Quarter Street in New Orleans is pronounced. It's called Iberville Parish, where Louisiana Wildlife and Fishery Agent Sergeant Thomas Ashley, Sergeant Channing Duval, and Senior Agent Nelson Kennison got a complaint about three men illegally using cast nets to catch game fish in the Work Canal. After investigating the complaint with the men in their boat, they found them in possession of three cast nets, 83 crappie, a.k.a. white perch or socalay, 18 black bass, and 32 brim, 133 in all. You can see a picture of them on my Facebook page. The agents proceeded to seize the three nets and all the fish that perished. They were donated to a local charity. For taking or possessing game fish illegally, facing up to a $950 fine and up to 120 days in jail, plus another civil restitution totaling $581.24 to replace the value of the illegally taken fish. Our 54-year-old Van P. Nguyen of Denham Springs, 50-year-old Van V. Nien, and 68-year-old Lou V. Doe, both of Baton Rouge, are bad boys of the outdoors. Yep. Catching them with a cast net, not legal. It's okay for bait, but not game fish. All right, got some another vote for you, Big Pie. That might be our leader today. Coming back after this, we're going to take you into the duck blind of Captain Ryan Lambert of Cajun Fishing Adventures and also the duck blind of Captain Kirk Stansel. Back with their duck reports, and we'll talk a little fishing with them, too, on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Well, I think today we'll call him the man of steel, such as Steel Shot. We take you live and direct to the duck blind of Captain Ryan Lambert, where courageous or dumb ducks go to die, and it sounds like it's happening as we speak. Oh, Ryan, what was that all about? A little volley I just heard.
I had one landed and three come to the back of the boat, and they all left.
Well,
when they landed in front of the boat, nobody saw.
That's the way they do it. Well, what's it been like so far?
It's not been anything. It's dead calm instead of 25 out the north, like they said. And dead calm, and there's not a bird in the sky. Yeah, we got tons of birds. I just put those right in the decoys for naught. Oh, my God. I put the phone down, and next thing I know, they was on my side. I said, oh, my God. So we got a pintail blue wing and a ring neck and just missed a pintail and five gadwalls. But we've been buzzed by teal. There's a lot of teal buzzing around. Lots of people out in Fallen Tide, and it's dead calm. I mean dead calm. Two gadwalls on top of that.
Should be picking up. You know, we got the flyover report, and they said you were loaded up down there, and Kirk on the other side of the state, we're going to talk to him in a few minutes. He said he's had more birds over there than he's seen in many years, but the overall report for the central part of the state is not looking good, but that could change. Here we go. We got a little teal call going on there.
Little green wing coming. He passes by, though. With a dead calm, like, it's very difficult. The birds will come and hide it. Don't want to go in. That last flock came right in, though.
How'd your youth hunts go last week? Last Saturday on your youth hunt.
Oh, 10 minutes. They were done. 10 minutes. We had a good wind. Wow. Birds were black in the sky. Donnie said, oh, my God. He said, I've never seen so many birds in my life. The sky was black. And today it's dead calm. It's shooting sporadic on the outside, but there's just not a lot of birds flying. They're going to fly. This front's coming through in a little while, and you know what happens then.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's going to get nasty. You know, I was looking over the duck totals that they reported, and one thing they left off redheads. Have you seen any? Did y'all get any last week?
Redheads up 34%.
Yeah, but they didn't list them as any counts, as seeing any. They must have just omitted it. They had the canvasbacks and the ringneck, but no redheads.
They come a little later. They'll in Mexico, they covered up. They even got canvasbacks in Mexico, which is unusual for us down there. But they smashed them last week. And it was so dry throughout the Mississippi Valley, the birds got to come down. So, I mean, we're covered with birds. I mean, I scouted around looking yesterday, just doing some stuff. And, I mean, they're just birds everywhere. Pintails, gadwalls, widgeons, blue and green wings. Not a lot of divers yet. Usually the second split's a lot better for divers.
Something else that I noticed on their report, that they didn't include in that count of the ducks, almost 140,000 of the black-bellied whistling ducks. And most of them were over in the rice field there. Yeah, 140,000 in the state, and they're not working to, you know, open those up during the teal season, you know.
No, they kind of ignore them. Ignore them. Back, big boy.
So how's the dogs doing today?
Half of that's in my yard. I got Kimmy with me. She's got her puppy. She's weaned. Here he comes. Watch him, guys. Get him, Jake. Or not.
Is that a gadwall?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
But he's still going, huh? He's halfway to Mexico now.
He's not happy about it though. I'm watching him. He's gonna fall. A lot of times when you get him a little fall with steel, they'll fall. But he's still going. Yeah. Again, with no wind like that, they won't commit right. They come right to you and they kind of flare off a little bit. But you know, when that wind starts blowing, it's gonna get good quick. In fact, I already said the decoys for the wind that's not here. So. Mm-hmm. You know, just.
Well, is there gonna be any casting after the blasting, or is it not going to be fishable?
Yeah, I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 boats this morning and 5 this evening fishing, and I got six boats hunting this morning, so we're pretty busy.
Yeah.
So.
Well, how disappointed was Sarah we couldn't do the fly fishing thing? I'm sure she
was.
Fishing,
she was dying. She was dying. Yeah. The good thing, it blew out the west. You know, it didn't feel like it, but it blew hard out the west out there. And we'll get it. Let's cool off and let that water get clear, and we'll just go whack some big ones and do a show with her.
Yeah. Well, this morning probably would have been good if there had been some clean water with no wind. But, you know,
this morning would have been really good. I mean, it's dead calm. I mean, it's a little hazy on top where you might not be able to see them with light penetration. But yesterday we had great light. It would have been nice, but the water's so dirty from all the wind we've been having. So, you know, you just got to pick your spots, you know, when you try to do a TV show and fly fishing.
Yeah, Well, listen, we're going to let you get back to your hunt. Thank you for the report. Sounds like you're on the way to do a good one. You're probably going to have a good season, according to what the reports are saying. The ducks seem to magnet. It's like a magnet. They pull it down to the mouth of the river, even if other places don't have
ducks. Yeah, they do. There's so much food down here with, you know, all this new land and all these duck potatoes. I just get Matt and Clint to straighten out their barrels. Jay's doing okay, but I'm going to straighten these barrels out.
That's the fun of it. Hey, listen, what is the favorite snack that people bring to your duck boat?
Well, Matt always brings, like, those little pecan rolls and stuff like that when he's in the flying. Me, I try not to bring anything because I'm fat and I don't want to eat. So I just bring Coke and Diet Coke and stuff like that.
I know. Well, y'all have a good time, and we'll catch up with you next week.
All right, buddy. Sounds great.
All right, Captain Ryan Lambert, Cajun Fishing Adventures. Just go to their website, CajunFishingAdventures.com. Coming back, we head from that part of the state, that's down near the tip of the boot, over to the coast near Texas. We're going to check in with Captain Kirk Stancil, Hackberry Rod and Gun, find out how the duck hunting over in that side of the state. Right after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Oh, Plastic Man's already come and gone. We changed his name to Man of Steel this morning because he's hunting ducks and shooting steel at them. Well, we got some more. Let's see. Jack Slink Slim Jim's Peanut Butter Crackers. That's from Kim in the Baton Rouge area. Convent Hunting Club is fishing sockeye instead of rabbit hunting. And Martha, Captain Martha and Jimmy over there in Slidell shot two beautiful gray ducks. Saw them in a couple teal. No wind, but a beautiful morning. Big E from Thibodeau says he likes that potted meat on Captain's wafers while he's sockeye fishing. And we got a lot of people looking for those U Big Pies that are on the market now. Well, now we're going to talk to Captain Kirk, Kirk Stancil over at Hackberry Rod and Gun. And Kirk, they had a lot of ducks over on the east side of the state. They're still there, but they're not moving because of no wind. Now, that front has already passed through there by you. What's going on this morning in your blind?
They're eating us alive. They're pecking our eyes out. We're sitting here with 13, and we've just been watching mostly and letting us, not shooting the teal. All we've shot is gadwall and widgeon. And it's a lot of ducks. The front's come through. It's blowing, you know, a good 15 out of the north right now, and ducks are eating us up.
Man, that was right on time for that front to come through, and you already had a pretty good population of ducks that had been there. So,
the teal just landed. I'm sorry, I interrupted you.
You got buzzed?
Yeah.
Well, if you're not shooting teal, what are y'all shooting?
Can you guess?
Pintail.
There were two widgeons just went by.
Wow.
We've got widgeon and gadwall right now.
Uh-huh.
These two widgeons back. Up, they're on. Oh, man. Okay. So, all right, Don. Sorry.
They're gone.
They're preoccupied.
Oh, look. Don't let me get in your way. This is like covering a golf match. You know, we let you tell the story. We're just here to put it on the air for poor people like me that aren't in the blind and wishing we were.
It's been a really good morning.
So pretty much that's what you've shot, gadwall and widgeon?
Yeah, I'm sitting here with, let's see, we have 8 widgeon and 5 gadwall right now.
Oh, that's nice. Very nice.
Yeah, we could have been done in 15 minutes. But we had flocks of, up to 100 teal come in. And, a lot of different flocks of teal. The green wings.
Green wings here already, huh? That's
yeah, cool. We had a bunch of green wings coming here. Good bunches.
Yeah, oh. Well, you had the numbers reveal that's what you had, a lot of gadwalls, 243,000, 118,000 green wing teal, 171,000 blue wings. Yeah, good shape.
Yeah, those look pretty good. We got a bunch coming at us right now. They're high. Oop, blue wing teal there.
Is there going to be any fishing after the hunt?
I doubt today. It's blowing pretty hard. The fishing's been fish has been pretty good. Hadn't been great, but it's been good. You're having to work hard to catch 40, 50 fish, you know, with 4 anglers. Look at these. Oh, there's 5 blue wings and a decoy.
Y'all might have to start taking some of those teal.
Well, we're waiting on the big ducks.
Yeah, well, the teal are the best tasting. They're one of the better tasting ducks.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Yeah. I'm hoping to get a shot with you guys on the air.
Yeah, well, we might still get that. You know how that can be. You know, they'll pop right in on you when you least expect it.
But going back to fishing, what's that? Going back to fishing before these ducks interrupted us. what you hunkering down for? Oh, okay. No, that's not the cormorant. Yeah, the fishing, there's a lot of trout. There's a lot of sand trout mixed in there. And if you're not working that bait up, you got to throw artificial, because if you throw live bait in the sand trout, and they're little sand trout, 6-8 inches, white trout, whatever you want to call them. And, but the specs are, they're 12 to 15 inches. They're small, but you got to work that plastic up in the top 2 foot of the water column. You get down below.
I was going to say, have you had to throw back those pesky flounders? Are they showing up?
Oh yeah. But you know, we're not targeting them. But when we catch them, we got to throw them back. And, it hurts, because you know how good they are to eat.
Yes, indeed. Well, look, before you go, we've been asking people their favorite snacks to bring into the duck blind. What do you think is your favorite?
Right now, I'm holding some Jack Link's beef smoked sausages.
You're making me hungry. Smoked beef sausages. That'd be great.
We just got buzzed by about 40 to you.
We're going to let you put down this phone and grab that gun and y'all get to work. We'll pick up where we left off next week. Thank you, Captain
John.
Kirk. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hackberry Rod and Gun, that's where you find him. All right, before we wrap up here, I want to just take a minute on a sad note. The passing of the founder, really, of the fishing, fly-out fishing to Breton Sound, Chandelier, Dennis Good, passed away this week. He certainly will be missed but not forgotten. Very good guy to spend time with, very jovial guy, and he knew what he was doing when it came to fishing. All right, we'll see you again next week. Hunting, deer hunting, duck hunting, fishing, we do it all on the outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.